From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Donald John Trump.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
The voice of Chief Justice John Roberts as he begins to administer the oath of office of President of the United States.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thus began President Trump's inaugural address.
Chief Justice Roberts. President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, fellow Americans, and people of the world, thank you.
Resurrecting some old campaign themes, he called upon Americans to join together to find a new course, not only for our country, but for the world.
Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come.
After speaking for some 20 minutes, Mr. Trump closed off his inaugural address in a familiar campaign style.
Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again.
This is VOA News. A U.S. airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria, a U.S. defense official told VOA on Friday in President Barack Obama's last major military attack against the terror group. A Boeing B-52 strategic bomber targeted the camp on Thursday evening local time. It was located west of Aleppo in Idlib province. According to the defense official, the camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fatah al-Sham, that's formerly known as the al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for basic military training. All of the militants were in one building at the time of the strike, and no women or children were present at the camp. The strike comes hours after two U.S. B-2 bombers killed more than 80 Islamic State fighters in two militant camps southwest of Sirte, Libya. Islamic State group has destroyed parts of the Roman amphitheater in Syria's ancient city of Palmyra. According to Syria's state-run news agency, in addition to the facade of the 2nd-century amphitheater, ISIS destroyed the Tetrapolon, an ancient square-shaped Roman monument. Syrian Antiquities Chief Mahmoud Abdul Karim said the images show that the damage was done between the December the 26th and January the 10th. United Nations has been invited to attend Syrian peace talks scheduled to begin Monday in Kazakhstan. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the talks will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allowing the distribution of humanitarian aid. In the meantime, Jan Egelin, the top advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, spoke about what he called the bureaucratic quagmire in Syria hampering humanitarian relief.
The way it is now, it cannot continue. The government has to change the way it is blocking our humanitarian access to civilians, but also the armed opposition groups who are responsible for the besiegements of Houma and Kafraia. They are also not helping us at all.
The ongoing violence in Syria has displaced tens of thousands of people. Leaders of the West African nations of Guinea and Mauritania were in the Gambian capital of Banjul on Friday in an attempt to convince defeated President Yahya Jammeh to cede power and leave the country or face military action. Leaders gave Jammeh until midday local time to relinquish power. He's the notorious El Chapo, also known as Joaquin Guzman. He's in the United States now after having been extradited from Mexico. He's to face charges of drug trafficking and murder. El Chapo arrived in New York late Thursday. He's expected to be arraigned there sometime today. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.